Jacksonville City Councilmember Bill Gulliford summed up the pier's progress this way.
Well, sounds like half the pier is good, the other half is not so good.
The now closed pier used to be about a quarter of a mile long. In a city meeting Wednesday, Gulliford said the half closest to land is on track to be repaired and reopened in the spring. City officials say it'll cost about $750,000. That will come out of money already set aside for pier repairs before Matthew and never used. The second half, however, needs a study to determine what kind of redesign would work best. City officials don't want to have to rebuild it again after another storm. Gulliford says one idea, raise it higher.
That certainly had a lot to do with the damage of the existing pier. And so if you get it up higher, then that storm surge has a greater distance to go before it starts impacting the decking.
Councilman Tommy Hazori says this could be an opportunity to add amenities to the pier so that there's more to do than just fish.
I think it needs to be a tourist destination for the beaches and for Jacksonville. And whether it's a restaurant or whether it's a whatever that they can do to create some imagination out there.
The city's chief administrative officer, Sam Musa, says that's possible, but it does take a vision and cash. There's no estimate for how much it will cost to fix the rest of the pier. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.